Sheni. If you will sell a selling to your friend, or buy something from your friend, one person should not cheat his brother. You shall not cheat each other. The buyer and the seller should know the proper price, and each one should buy and sell accordingly. That is the pashup shot in the pasuk. Rashi tells us a second shot. The pasuk is saying, "V'chisimkru mimkar." If you will want to sell something and you have a choice to sell it to a yid or a goy, la misecha, sell it to a yid. And so to aikono, if you want to buy something and you have a choice to buy it from a yid or a goy, miyara misecha, buy it from a yid. And the pasuk continues by telling us that if one sells a steachuza, property in Eretz Yisrael, the buyer and the seller must not be cheated. Because when one sells steachuza, this property will return to the original owner by Yovel in the year of Yovel, the 50th year. And therefore, the buyer must know this and the seller must know this. If there are many years left till Yovel, until the next Yovel, then the seller can sell it at a higher price. But if there are only a few years left until the next Yovel, therefore it will only remain by the buyer for a few years, and therefore it shall be sold at a cheaper price. Nobody should be cheated, not the buyer and not the seller. B'mispar shanim achar Yovel, according to the number of years that passed from the last Yovel, which means how many years remain until the next Yovel, tikne me'es amisecha, you shall buy it from your friend. Because all he is selling to you is the number of crops until the next Yovel. And therefore you shall calculate how many years remain, and according to that number you shall set the price. If there are many years, greater number of years, then the purchase price should be increased. And if the number of years are less, tamit miknasai, you shall reduce the price of the sale. Ki mispar tfuois hu meichaloch, because this person is only selling to you the number of crops from now until the next yovel. Rashi tells us that the pasuk is also teaching us a second halacha, and that is if one sells a steachuza in Eretz Yisrael, the buyer can keep this land for 2 years without anybody being able to redeem it from him. It remains in the hands of the lekeach for 2 years, nobody can redeem it. And this is learned from the words b'mispar shnei, according to the number of years. And since miyit shonim shnayim, when the Torah uses the plural, we say it means two. So the pasuk is saying, for the minimum of 2 years, it remains in the hands of the lekeach, and nobody can redeem it. And the pasuk says, "V'lo yisonu ish es amisoi," and one person should not harass his friend. "V'yoreisa melekecho," and you shall fear your God. "Ki ani Hashem melekechem," because I am Hashem your God. The pasuk earlier in pasuk Yud Dalet said, "V'lo yisonu ish es achiv." That pasuk was referring to cheating somebody monetarily. This pasuk of "V'lo yisonu" is referring to harassing somebody verbally. "V'lo yisonu ish es amisoi," one should not verbally harass his friend. And Rashi tells us that included in this iser is one who gives bad advice to his friend. That's why the pasuk says, "V'yoreisa melekecha," you must fear your God. Because we cannot know what the person's true intentions were when he gave this advice. Did he mean it for the other person's benefit, or did he mean it for his own benefit? That's why the pasuk says, "V'yoreisa melekecha," fear your God. Hashem knows your true intentions, and He knows what you are thinking, and therefore you will be punished if you gave this advice for your own benefit. The Ayin B'Sefer Maskel David, who asks, why do we need this pasuk to teach us that one may not give bad advice to his friend? We know this from the pasuk in Parashat Kedoshim, Perik Yutes Pasuk Yudal, Lifnei Iver Lesita Michshal, Ayin Shem Barashi. So why does the pasuk have to repeat this? Ayin in Sefer Maskel David, who discusses this question. The Shalah asks, why in Pasuk Yud Zayin by the Isser Laisainu it says Ishes Amisai, a person should not harass his friend, but in Pasuk Yud Dalet it says V'Laisainu Ishes Achiv, it does not say his friend, but rather his brother. Shalah answers that since Pasuk Yud Zayin is talking about one who verbally abuses somebody else, and since it is not so common for one brother to verbally abuse another brother, therefore the Pasuk says Ishes Amisai, you shall not do this to your friend. But in Pasuk Yud Dalet, we are referring to one who cheats another person monetarily. That is more common, that one brother should do this to another brother. That's why it says, "V'lo yisonu ish es achiv," even your brother you shall not cheat. The Ayin B'Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Shin Lamed Ches, on the love of Eloi Seinu, he says, V'afilu b'ketanim ro'i lihizoyer, and even concerning minors, one must be very careful, shelo la'achivan b'dvorim yoyse midai, not to harass them with words, more than that is necessary. Zulasi b'mash tzrichim harbik de sheyikhu musar, except for that amount which is necessary to speak harshly to them in order to set them straight and give them musar. Vafilu bibonov uvnoisov shel adam, even a person's own children he may not harass verbally. Veha mekel bohem shelo litzarim binyanim elu, and one who is easy with them and does not pain them concerning these things, yimotze chayim brocha v'chavod, he will find life, blessing, and honor. And the pasuk continues, v'asisem es chukosai, and you shall do my decrees concerning shmita and yovel, ves mishpatai tishmur v'asisem oisam, and my laws of Shemitah and Yovel you shall watch and do. Then, Vishaftem al Oros Lavetach, you will live with security on the land. But if you do not keep the laws of Shemitah and Yovel, then you will be exiled from Eretz Yisrael. Like we see, the 70 years of Golos Bavel were decreed upon Klal Yisrael because they did not keep Shemitah and Yovel during the years that they lived in Eretz Yisrael. According to the simple meaning, it is the way it sounds, that if one sells or buys something, they may not cheat each other. And there is also a drasha, how do we know that if somebody sells something, he shall sell it to a yid? Talmud Leimar, therefore the pasuk says, when you will make a sale, sell it to your friend, sell it to a yid. Uminayan, and how do we know, Shem Basal Liknois, if you're coming to buy something, Kinei Mishrol Chavercha, you shall buy it from your friend, who is a Yid, Talmud Loimar, therefore the Pasuk says, Oikono Miyara Misecha, when you buy something, buy it from a Yid. Al Sainu, Zu Oinoas Mamain, this is referring to one who cheats another with money. The simple meaning to explain the pasuk according to the way it is like this. The pasuk is coming to teach us that one may not cheat his fellow Jew. When you will sell or buy karka, you shall know how many years remain until yovel. And according to the years and the crop, that it is fit to make during those years, yimkar ha-moicher v'yikne ha-koina, the seller should sell and the buyer should buy. Shari soifer lachziru le'bishnas ha-yovel, because this land will return eventually to the original owner by yovel. V'im yesh shonim muatois, and if there are only a few years until yovel, v'zem moicher b'damim yikarim, and the seller sells it at a high price, hari nisan lo'keach, it comes out that the buyer was cheated. V'im yesh shonim merubois, and if there are many years until yovel, v'ochal mimena tvois harbe, and the buyer will be able to eat many crops, and it is sold at a cheap price, hari nisan moicher, then the seller was cheated. Lefikach tzorach liknoisa lefiasman. Therefore, the pasuk is telling us that you must sell it according to the time, how many years are left until yovel. V'zehu shenemar, and this is what the pasuk says, b'mispar shnei tfuis yimkelach, according to the number of crops it is being sold to you. Lefi minyan shnei tfuis, according to the number of years of tfua, shetehei amedes biyara lekeach, that it will remain in the hands of the buyer, timka loy, it is sold to him. And accordingly, the price should be set. Zok Rashi v'Rabbeinu Darshu, Mikan, we learn from here, Shamoicher Sodeu, one who sells this field in Eretz Yisrael, Einoi Rishoy Ligol Tochis Mishtei Shonim, he's not allowed to redeem it for the first 2 years. Shetamoi Shtei Shonim Biyad HaLoikhoi, it will stay for 2 years in the hand of the buyer, Miyoyim Liyoyim, from day to day, exactly 2 years. V'afilu Yesh Sholish Tvois, Boisun Shtei Shonim, even if there are three crops during those 2 years, he sold it when the crop was standing, so therefore in 2 years he receives three crops, the crop that's standing, a year later the second crop, and a year after that the third crop. Still, it remains in his hands, not for two crops, but for 2 years, even if there are three crops during those 2 years. And Rashi tells us that although we are saying that it remains in the buyer's reshus for 2 years, the word shnei in the pasuk does not mean two. Ushnei eini yoytze mipshutai. The word shnei does not leave its simple meaning. It does not mean two, but rather it means years. Kiloimar, mispar shanim shel tvuos. It will remain in the hands of the buyer for the number of years of tvua, v'lo shel shidafoin, not of shidafoin, umit shanim shnayim. And since the minimum amount of the plural of years is two, so we learn out that it remains in the hands of the buyer for a minimum of 2 years. And Rashi tells us that it can really stay in the hand of the buyer even longer than 2 years, because the pasuk says, "B'mispar shnei tfuos," it will stay in his hands according to the number of 2 years of tfuos. He must get out of this field 2 years of crops. But if there was a shidufin during those 2 years in which the crop did not grow properly, then it will stay in his hand even longer until he gets 2 years of crops out of it. That's why the pasuk says, "Tfuos veloy shel shidufin." Zakt Rashi, Tarbe Miknosai, if there are many years until Yovel, Tarbe Miknosai, Timkarenu B'yoker, sell it at a higher price. But if there are less years until Yovel, Tamit Miknosai, Tamit B'domeho, you shall sell it at a cheaper price. V'leisenu Ishus Amisai, Kan Hizir Alaynos Devarim. Over here the Pasuk is warning us not to harass somebody verbally. Shalayaknit Ishus Chaveroi, one should not bother his friend. And he should not give him an advice that is not proper for him. It is only good advice for the one who is giving the advice. And if you will ask, who will know if my intentions were bad? Therefore the pasuk says, you shall fear your God. The one who knows the inner thoughts of everybody, he knows what your intentions were. Anything that is given over to a person's heart, the only one that recognizes what his true thoughts are the one who has the thoughts in his heart. The pasuk says about him, you shall fear your God, because Hashem knows what your true intentions are.